This was the first track I ever heard by Johnny Clegg. Johnny Clegg, South African music legend, the White Zulu, who defied apartheid as a kid to hang with blacks who taught him to sing and dance and play the guitar. Johnny Clegg died yesterday at the age of 66, finally succumbed to cancer that he'd been public about for 4 years. Clegg was born in England, moved with his Zimbabwean mother to South Africa as a boy, and when Clegg was in his early teens, his stepfather, a black South African crime reporter, took him along on assignments to the townships, which is where he first heard sounds like these and the dances that went with them. Zulu music defined Johnny Clegg's 50-year career. In 2017, he came to the U.S. one last time to perform, and he told me about his remarkable dance and music education. As a teenager, he learned from Zulu laborers that he met in a segregated hostel. Here's an excerpt from that conversation.
It's only for men, no women, no other race groups allowed in. It's run by the municipal police. It's 2,000 men in a hostel. You know, I lived in that thing, you know, as a young 15-year-old, 16-year-old.
That's what's always kind of amazed me in apartheid South Africa, how you were accepted into this world.
Yeah.
It's baffling. Well, do you find it baffling still?
My passport was that I was a kid. And I was not yet, in a way, part of the oppressive apparatus. I wasn't an adult. I wasn't, you know, I wasn't going into the army. I was 15. And I had a genuine love and a genuine hunger for this. And they recognized that.
The dancers and singers accepted him. He'd sleep in the hostel, and after the men returned from their jobs, rehearsals with Johnny would start.
We were all bare-chested. We had Zulu car ties, dancing sandals, and black pants. And we'd sit there, and there was the absolutely overpowering, overwhelming smell of male sweat, some of it from a few days ago, and mixed in with the most amazing male vocal singing. It would be reverberating around you and bouncing off the walls, and it was so... It was just overwhelming. And so the smell and the sound together made such a strong statement for me. You know, when I was in the middle of that, I felt invincible.
Not so much, though, when the police raided the hostel one day and wanted to know who this white kid was with all these tough black South African dancers.
And they said to me, "Are you all right?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm fine." And they said, "What are you doing?" I said, I'm dancing." And they said, "It's okay, you don't have to say that." I said, no, I'm learning how to dance. And then they got upset, and they took me out, and they put me in the car, and they took me to my mom. And they said, "Look, you know, we found your boy there. We only go in there with guns. We have dead bodies coming out there every weekend. These are very violent and fractious people."
What'd your mom say?
She was shocked.
But the leader of the dancers spoke to Clegg's mom and convinced her that Johnny was a talent, and they'd take care of him.
She felt comforted by that, and then she just said, "Look, you know, look after yourself." And I must say, my mom was an amazing person. My mom wanted to be Ella Fitzgerald. So when I said, "I want to be a Zulu guitarist," she got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she said, "Well, at least you're lucky because you can get to do it, you know?"
Johnny Clegg speaking there in 2017 on his farewell tour of America. He was lucky, and so are we, that he was able to do what he did. Here's a big hit of Johnny Clegg's that pretty much captures his view of life. It's called "Cruel, Crazy, Beautiful World." It's a cruel, crazy, beautiful world.